OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet.
Get ready for peak oil demand.
This is Journal Report. Timely topics, important information. From the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Journal Report. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. There's growing consensus that the end of ever-rising oil consumption is in sight. The big question is, when? Here with the story is the Wall Street Journal's energy editor, Elena Cherney. Elena, you say the world's largest oil companies are getting ready for the biggest shift in energy consumption since the Industrial Revolution?
For centuries, oil consumption has increased pretty much in lockstep with economic output. And what we're starting to see now is a decoupling of that relationship, so that you're seeing economic growth in some of the world's wealthiest economies already without an increase in oil consumption. In emerging economies, that's where the growth is still coming from. But what companies are looking at now is a future, whether it's decades down the road or potentially sooner, in which tightening rules around carbon and emissions make it more expensive to burn fuels that are fossil fuels and make it less likely that drivers are going to continue to rely on internal combustion engines the way they have in the past. And with that could come a decrease in the growth of oil demand, largely because they don't expect that driving, that autos will continue to be the same driver, forgive the pun, of demand.
I would assume that's about electric cars coming online.
That is in part about electric cars coming online. It's also about efficiency, and that's really important not to forget. So a big part of, if you look at emissions, for example, emissions in the United States are coming down, and that's because of efficiency gains. And that's going to play a very major role in the future. But electric vehicles are a big part of the picture. And the companies that are looking at a sooner peak in oil demand do talk about greater adoption rates of electric vehicles. Even if electric vehicle adoption displaces 1 million to 2 million barrels per day more gasoline than current projections are building in, that could be enough to cause oil demand to peak much sooner than many had been expecting even a few years ago.
Now, some companies see the tipping point is coming soon enough. They're starting to talk about it publicly.
Yes, this is really interesting because this is where you see that this isn't just a hypothetical. I mean, companies are working through a lot of hypotheticals, and there are a lot of factors like electric vehicles and efficiency and, you know, geopolitical factors that are really, really hard to – it makes it hard to model and to come out with a really certain prediction. That's why there's so much debate around the timing. But it's real enough that – companies, particularly European companies, which have tended to be ahead of the curve in terms of climate change adaptation and around climate change rules, these companies are starting to change the way that they invest for the future. They are anticipating that there will no longer be the same demand or demand growth for fossil fuels as there is now. No one's saying that fossil fuels are going to go away. And in fact, most of these companies, importantly, continue to say that oil and natural gas will be a very big part, probably the majority of the fuel supply for the foreseeable future. They're just not going to keep growing the way they have been. And that's really important because what happens when you don't have demand growth, but you have, for example, supply growth, as we've had, you know, most recently during this price rout, is that prices get punished very, very badly. You have an imbalance between growing supply and stagnating demand.
We're talking with Elena Cherney about peak energy demand, and you're listening to Journal Report from the Wall Street Journal.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize our proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Elena, what else do we need to know about this story? What are you going to be watching for going forward?
One of the key factors to watch for, if you want to understand how quickly all of these trends really play out, is technology and the technology around batteries. So right now, battery technology is too expensive and isn't great enough for electric vehicles to compete effectively on cost, to be on a par with internal combustion engines. When we, as that gap begins to disappear, as the technology, as battery technology improves, and electric vehicles become a more viable option for more people, that's when we might start to see demand for oil erode further. So that's a key question. How quickly will that battery technology develop? How quickly will these electric vehicles become viable options for the masses, basically?
That's the Wall Street Journal's Elena Cherney joining us from Toronto. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. I'm Jennifer Strong in the newsroom in New York.
For a new podcast experience, subscribe to the Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal. Now on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.